down to young Josh P and
Charlie McCauley. Okay then, Charlie. Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Right, what I'm going to do quickly is I'll do a little introduction, just tell people who you are.
Yep.
Now, Charlie is one of Southampton's finest unsigned artists, and unlike many unsigned artists, has performed at some of the biggest festivals in the country, including Glastonbury, Cannes Festival, Bestival, and the Isle of Wight Festival, and the support of Will Young at Osborne House on this very aisle, as well as performing exclusively to Jules Holland at a private party after a show at Ride Arena last year. Oh, when she supported Chase instead of his Delilah last week. I could be here all day talking about this girl's achievements, but on the other end of the phone we have Charlie McCauley.
Oh, that was a good introduction.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. Now, before we launch into too much, how would you describe like the sound of Charlie McCauley?
The music, my EP, yeah?
Yes, how would you like describe the sound?
I don't know, really. I guess it would just be a mixture of all my inspirations in one little CD, like Stevie Wonder, Joss Stone, all of them, Amy Winehouse, name pretty much anyone who sings soul, and it's that all in one with a bit of a pop edge, and of course it's got... It's soul. It's kind of like modern soul. So I really enjoyed making it. It was wicked. So I'm very proud of it.
Oh, I'm glad. Now, we'll obviously tell people how they can purchase it at the end. But how long has it taken you to get all this like EP ready and out there?
We started recording in August of this year, and it only took a month. Like we got a bunch of. It was really last minute. We got a bunch of session musicians up together, and we literally the day before we had a rehearsal. Like, look, this is what we got to do. We got to record this for tomorrow, and we just sat in a room all day and worked out the stuff. And even on the day of recording, like, we weren't sure what we were going to do, but I think that's what made it really good, because it was just off the cuff and did what we all of us it just strained. It was really good. So, but it took 3 days in total to record, and we done like a final mix day at the end of August, and then by September it was finished.
Well, that's brilliant. I always find that the tracks that are all off the top of their heads are always better, because obviously people a lot of tracks are really, really planned and manufactured, and I don't find that works as well.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes you have a bit too much time to think about certain things, but if it's off the cuff, then it's just there, isn't it? You can't do nothing else about it. We had like 30 hours to do a 4-track EP, so it turned out really cool.
Okay, and now who or what has influenced the tracks on that EP?
I guess it's a... Because me and my guitarist write the songs, and I guess it's just listening to soul music since I was like old enough to talk, really. So Stevie Wonder is the main one for me. Amy Winehouse, Karain Bailey Ray, and I know my guitarist has got loads of inspirations along the same lines, and obviously guitar. I don't even know who he likes, to be honest. But yeah, just lots of things.
Oh, that's really good. Now, it's been. Well, I don't know. We're not many days off now, the end of 2011, and what a year it's been for you. What would you say has been your biggest highlight this year?
I'd say, hard one. I really enjoyed Isle of Wight Festival. Got to play really cool.
That was a really good show, I must say.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a very different to what we're doing now, like, because at the time I didn't really have much of a band, and it was just a keyboard player and my guitarist. And literally a week later, that's when we started up the band again, because we thought it needed a big band sound. Cause it was the third biggest phase, the Garden Stage, isn't it? So we thought it needed the big sound. Hopefully we'll be playing the same sort of stage next year with our 10-piece band, which is mental.
Well, you should be, I know, if you've got a 10-piece band, it should be the main stage, really, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It should be the main stage. I think, yeah. we need to have a word with John Giddings about that.
I know. I'd be a little bit scared, though. I get scared watching the people that are performing, so I don't know. It'd be very cool, but I think Big Top would be a plus, and that would be
good as well. It's a shame he's not doing the ladies' night next year, isn't it? That'd be...
Yeah, it's a shame, but the lineup is looking really cool, but I like it as well, isn't it?
Are you doing any summer shows next year? Can we expect you to see you back on the Isle of Wight again, maybe?
Fingers crossed, we'll have the Isle of Wight Festival. Obviously, I'm not allowed to say whether it's confirmed or not, because nothing has been confirmed.
No, of course,
but
no.
Hope that Isle of Wight Festival, and maybe one of I think we always end up doing one or two Isle of Wight shows. There's so many that go on through the year, so fingers crossed we'll have a good year next year. So hopefully
yeah, that'd be really good if we could see you back on the Isle of Wight again.
Yeah, wicked. And the year before was my favourite gig of all time, when I supported Will Young. That was my favourite gig.
I remember I was listening to an interview about that the other day, about how exciting you don't. I think it was done a few days after the Will Young gig, and you were really, really excited about how the show was. You said, I can't remember, you said you had, there was about 7,000 people there, wasn't there, for that?
Yeah, it, it was a bit overwhelming, and like I didn't realise how much of a big gig it was. But like, I'm just a young girl, and with my band as well, we all just stepped out the minibus. We were like, oh no, like, just see all these,
heads, can't you?
Yeah, but like, they loved it. Like, the response you got from the crowd was amazing. We met Will Young as well. He was lovely, really nice guy, and it was just amazing day. And then, like, I'd say the next 2 weeks I was buzzing, like all the comments I got on my fan page and lots of fans, which was lovely.
I'm amazed you haven't, I'm surprised, believe it or not, that you haven't actually done a full supporting tour yet.
I know, we're trying, we have been trying, like, it's just trying to find the right person, and then obviously, you know how the industry is.
It's very tough. Very difficult.
If we get the right band who like us and we suit supporting, then I've got to do it. It'll be so fun, I'd love to do that.
Unfortunately I couldn't make it, but how did the support slot for Delilah go a week or two ago?
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was very, very good. It was sold out. There was about 250 people there at the
wow.
Joiners, which is quite like, it's just really, really credible for the music scene in there, and they've had some really cool bands today. It is a bit run down, and it's like, oh, I mean, when you walk in there, it's a bit strange, but it's a very good gig, and I got a few more fans, and I loved it. I got to meet Delilah as well, which was really nice, so it was a good gig. We only got an acoustic, I done it with my guitarist. We just played like 5 songs, so sold a few CDs, which is always good.
Oh, wow. Now, where would you say you'd see yourself in 5 years' time?
5 years? No, this is my worst question when people ask me that. But it's a tough question. I don't know, it's just, I just want to be singing. Like, I'd be happy if I was still in the same position now, singing, and also do, like, pub gigs with my guitarist, and little small gigs, and they're really, like, just, like, really quite special gigs, and people that listen, just random people, and they love it. I'd still love to be doing that in 5 years' time, but obviously I'd love to be successful at the same time, and I just want to get my music heard, really, and sing. Only thing I'm good at is singing.
Oh, I'm sure there's more. What would you say, what do you like prefer then? Do you prefer like the small intimate gigs or the big like ones like Will Young and things?
Depending on like the atmosphere, sometimes I absolutely love it when everyone's silent around you listening to you, just singing and playing music. But when it's a big gig like Will Young, they're just insane. You could never explain the feeling you get when you walk on a stage and it's that big. So I guess I do prefer the bigger gigs, but just crazy.
Who doesn't? And now another difficult question for me is, if you could collaborate with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Stevie Wonder.
I don't know why, but I knew you'd say that.
I don't know. The thought of me ever thinking about it makes me like a tear to my eye. So I don't know. I don't know what I'd do if I met him. I'd probably like have a breakdown. But yeah.
Did you play Glastonbury the year he played?
Yes, I did. And you know, this is going to be the most stupid thing ever. I actually got in a strop halfway through Glastonbury and made everyone go home because I was really like greasy and sweaty from the weekend. And I made all of us go home and we missed Stevie Wonder. And Stevie Wonder is my favourite person in the whole world. And I made everyone go home and miss him.
Oh my word. Is he someone you want to see live in the future then?
Who I want to see live?
Yes.
I'd really like to see, I saw Coldplay at Glastonbury, but I only saw half of it because we were working and stuff, so I'd really like to see them properly. Like, they're probably my favourite band at the moment, that is so cool. And I'd love to see Joss Stone. I think she'd be amazing live. I've so many, like, fans that I'd like to see, and singers that I could be all day telling you I want to see. But yeah, Coldplay is next on my list, I think.
Oh well, now this is something I'm just going to ask, throwing this Christmas, what is your favourite Christmas hit?
My favourite, I really am not a fan.
It's
of
one
Christmas
of those songs. Pointless questions that I just I don't know, but
I'm not, definitely not Mariah Carey, What I Want for Christmas. I hate that song so much. What one? I don't know. I like the John Lennon one. Is it War Is Over?
Oh, I can't remember. Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the tune. So. And the big Live Aid one is All I Want for Christmas. Oh, no, do they? No, it's Christmas. That one's good.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
I don't know the names, I just hear them all.
Yeah, you just, that's what I mean. That's why they're so annoying, because they just come around every year, and you can't escape them, can you?
No, you can't.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I also like Last Christmas by Wham. That's my fave.
Oh, well. Now, Charlie, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you this afternoon, and myself and everyone at Vectis Radio would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, and all the best in 2012.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you too.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
It's okay, I'll give the EP a plug in a minute and tell people how they can purchase the EP as well.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. Have a lovely Christmas and all the best.
And you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go then. Charlie McCauley from Southampton.
Right. That is right.
Nicely done, Josh. Thank you very much. There we are. Lovely lady.
She is.
We were trying to sort of do a few gestures to you for question-wise. But you were having none of it.
I was focusing on the laptop screen. I have one focus of the interview, and that's it. I don't care about people around me.
Okay.
Faces.
All right. Okay. Keep your knickers on. Right. Okay. Then we'll take a short break, then back with Alpha Beat and
you
probably
can purchase the EP, of course.
Go on then.
Okay. Right, Charlie's EP is available now, priced at only
£4.99. £4.99?
It includes artwork, lyrics and photos, as well as first-class posters, so why not get your hands on one of these? If you want to order one right now, visit Charlie McCauley's Facebook page at facebook.com/CharlieMcCauley and click on our band page tab on the left-hand side. I can't read how it's going here. Left-hand side, or if you have PayPal, send your name, address, email address and payment to paypal@charliemcauley.com. Or if you don't have PayPal, do not worry, just drop Charlie an email at charlie@charliemcauley.com to discuss other methods. And if you didn't remember all that, don't worry, just head to the Vectis Radio or Charlie McCauley Facebook page. Thank you very much for tuning in. Back to Paddy.
Thanks, Josh.
That's right.
Yeah. Or, of course, you could send it to the PPF.
You could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah, Paddy's Pint Fund.
Oh.
Vectis Radio.